Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot of Ayin Tet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second half of Mishnah Dalet of this, the eighth parak of Masechet Menachot. Vlad Toda Utemurata. Let's say you had a Korban Toda and it turned out it was pregnant and gave birth. So you have the Vlad. Or you did, in violation of the law, a Tmura where you tried to swap the Kedusha of your Toda into another one. You have Tmura Toda. Or third case, Hifrish Todah V'Avda, you designated a Todah, it got lost, Hifrish Acher Tachteha, and you got a substitute, and then the original one came back. Eina Te'una Lechem, in every one of these cases, the ancillary Korban does not need the loaves. Shenemar V'Kriv Al Zevach HaTodah, you bring the loaves. HaTodah Te'una Lechem V'Lo V'Ladah V'Lo Chilufa V'Lo T'murata Te'unin Lechem, and not these other three sub-versions of the Todah, the Vlad Todah, the Tumrat Todah, or the substitute Todah. Tanu Rabbanan. Mahu Omer Todah Yakriv. Why does the Korban, the Torah say, Yim Al Todah Yakriv? Minayim the Mafrish. What does it mean? Minayim the Mafrish Todah Tovi Avda, Vifish Acher Tachte, Avrim, Say Tri Shonava, Ishtenam Dot. This case where you now have both of them, the substitute one and the original one, are found, and you haven't yet shechted. Franchise Menchi Yurtse Yakriv Vlachmaima. You could bring either one of them with the bread. And in this way, it's not like the Vlad and the Tmura, because either one could be used. Hamadomar HaTodah Yakriv. Bring the Todah. Yachos Teishniyah Tuna Lechem. Maybe the other one needs Lechem also. Hamadomar Yakriv Venu. You offer the Lechem with it. Echad Velo Shnayim. Echad Shuriyah Ketuvah Mi'eit. But let's take a look at it. The Torah extended, and the Torah excluded. Another about Vladot V'chalifot Tutmurot Lakrava. How do I know to extend that these subversions should be offered? Talmud Lomar im al todah, todah without the hay, meaning a todah. Echol yutunot lechem. I might think they all need loaves. Talmud Lomar v'kriv al zavach ha todah. You offer with the todah the loaves. Todah tuna lechem v'lo v'ladav l'chulufa v'lo t'murata t'unin lechem. Okay. Now shalach avchinim mishmeri Rabbi Yochanan. He had a quote from Yochanan. Lo shanu ela lachar kapara. This is only true after kapara, meaning after the one was brought, meaning that if the one showed up and the first one had the substitute one had already been offered, then the second one doesn't need kapara. If you need kapara, tuna lechem. But if it's before kapara, then it needs lechem. That was Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Havi Rabbi Avram. So Avram asked the question, hey, what's he talking about? If we're talking about a todat chova, when you said hare alai, and you have an obligation to make a todat, designated one, it got lost, and you brought another one. So, ilifrei kapara tanina, lachar kapara tanina. Well, that's our Mishnah, because if you didn't yet offer it, you could bring either one with the lechem. If you already offered it, then you find the old one, you don't bring lechem. Ela achalifei todat nidava. It must be talking about a case of nidava, when you said harei zu, and you picked out an animal and called it a nidava. You don't have an achrayut. You lost it, and you got another one. Now, in that case, you simply have two todot, because you didn't have an obligation to get another one. It wasn't a neder. And therefore, when you said harezu about another one, and then the first one showed up, you got two todot. So, you need lechem in either case, because marabeb todotu. You simply have double todot. Ella avlad todat nava. It must be the case she said harezu, and it turned out it was pregnant and gave birth. So, in that case, you don't need lechem. Why? Because mota de todahi. It's a surplus of the todah. It's not the todah. The todah was the one you picked out. It gave birth. That's motar. Doesn't need lechem. El avlat todat chova. It must be a case where you said hare alai, designated an animal, and then it gave birth, and then we said lifnei kapara ta'un lechem, lachar kapara ein ta'un lechem. If you already offered up the mother, then the vlad is offered without lechem, but if not, you can bring it with lechem. So my kamash malan, what's that teaching us then? It's just similar to our first case. The answer is the kasav Rabbi Yochanan, adam kaper b'shevach hekdesh, that a person is able to get kapara with the shevach of hekdesh, meaning that which hekdesh gained, in this case, by the pregnancy and the birth of this animal was under the aegis of hekdesh, a man is allowed to get kapara with that. Okay. Havma nami Abaye ki haigavna. Abaye had the same problem and came with the same solution. And Itmar nami, we have a statement, explicit statement of Rabbi Yochanan. If it's chalifei todat nidava, in either case you need lechem, because barbev todotu, you simply bring multiple todot. Vlad todat nidava, on the other hand, why? Because mota de todahi, just like we said. Vlad todat chova, lechem, exactly like we said. That's perfect. Okay, next thing, the next piece invokes a rule that we're all familiar with, but we haven't yet seen formally, won't see it till Me'ilah, and that is the famous case of the five Chata'ot Metot. So I put a little note about it, and that is there are the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that there are five Chata'ot that, because of certain circumstances, have to be killed. And that is Chata'at She'av She'nitkapu Ba'aleha, if the owner's already got Kapara, meaning you got lost, you brought another one, and then you found the old one. Chatat she'metu ba'alef, the owners died before it was brought. Chatat she'avrashtata, if it became too old. Chatat, vlad chatat, if chatat gave birth to the vlad, and the tmurat chatat also. They can't be used for proper chatat, they have to die. That's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Shmuel says the following, kol she'bachatat meta, any of those circumstances where if it was a chatat, it would be killed, betoda intun alechem. If the same case with the toda, you bring it without the bread. Kol shebechatat ro'ah, but in a case where a chatat has to graze until it gets a mum and then you redeem it, which it doesn't have to die, that means it's not as rejected, but todah tun alechem. In a parallel case of todah, you do bring bread. That's his equation. Question is, does that work? Which is exactly our braita. Now, meaning, you have two animals, you bring one as the, when you found the old one, you bring one with lechem, the other one doesn't have lechem. And in a parallel case, with a chatat, it grazes. Why? Let's say that you designated a chatat and it got lost. And then you designated another one in its place. And now you got both of them. Rebbe says, you use one of them, either one, and the other one has to die. That's chatat she'nitkapu ba'aleha. Chomim ein chatat meta alashin tseit lachar she'nitkapu ba'alim. Chachamim say that the position of chatat she'nitkapu ba'aleha is only if it was found afterwards. If it was found before, then it's ro'ah. Which means, according to Chachamim, in this case it's ro'ah, but in the todah case, there's no lechem, which means Shmuel's equation doesn't work. She'nitkapu ba'alim, ro'ah? The answer is Shmuel, k'rebi sfirale. Shmuel must hold like Rebbe, which is damar, avuda b'shata farsha meta. If it's lost at the time that you're mafrish it, then it dies, even though it got found before you brought the substitute. And therefore, the same thing with the todah. You don't have lechem. But if that's the case, the Rebbe hechem ishkachat, so parenthetically, we assume that Rebbe accepts the principle that there is some chatat that grazes. Which one is that? The answer is Rebbe Yishai. We've already seen this. Rebbe Yishai, frish shtei chataot lachrayut. If you set aside two chataot as backup, mitkaper be'ezo mehen sheyirtze v'ashniya tiret. You use either one that you want, and the other one grazes. Meaning that one's backup, and the other one grazes. So therefore, you do have a parallel case. But problem is, if you have two todot in front of you, because one got lost, and you got the substitute, and now you have them both, you bring one, the other one's without the lechem. And according to Shmuel, that should be with lechem, because the parallel case in a chatat is grazing. The answer is Shmuel does not accept Rebbe, does not accept Chacham. He accepts the extreme position of Rebbe Shimon, which is Chamesh Chata'ot Metot. All five of them die in all circumstances. There is no grazing. Matter of fact, in the parallel cases of an Asham, they graze. The parallel cases of Chatat, they all die. Which means that Shmuel doesn't have a Chatat Ro'ah. Varol Rebbe Shimon Leitle Klal. So Shmuel Nami Chata Kamar. The problem is Shmuel made an equation. That rule number one is, if a Chatat Meta, the parallel case Toda no Lechem. Rule number two is, if a Chatat Ro'ah, then parallel cases there is Lechem. That means he's talking about a Chatat Ro'ah. The answer is he didn't. Shmuel Chata Kamar. He only said one thing. That's it. He didn't talk about Ro'ah. That was some mistaken report. Okay, so my Kamashlan, then, what is Shmuel teaching? He's simply coming to oppose Rabbi Yochanan's position. That you can use the gain of the Hekdesh, the profit of Hekdesh, to be in Kaper, like with the Vlad, Kamashmalan Dilo. Because Shmuel says that if you have a Vlad, you can't then choose to use the Vlad instead. You must use the mother, and the Vlad is brought without Lechem, just like a Vlad Chatat dies. Okay, that's a beautiful piece. Next piece. Amar Rabbi Abba, Zu Todah v'Zu Lachmah. If you point to an animal, and you make an adov, and you say, this is the Todah, this is a Todah, and this, you load it into the wheat and stuff, this is going to be the breads, They already made breads. Avad halacha mevi lachem acher. If the breads are lost, you have to bring other breads. Even though normally within a dava, if it's lost, you have no achrayut. Avdat toda inu mevi toda acher. If you lose the animal, you don't have to. My time, what's the reason for the difference? Lechem liglal toda, vein toda liglal lechem. You bring the bread because of the toda, which means the minute you said harezu toda, you're obligated to bring bread. If you lost that bread, you got to bring others. But you don't bring the animal for the bread. So if you said, if you lost the animal, then it's a regular nedava, that if it's lost, there's no achrayut, then you're off the hook. V'yama rava, hifrish ma'ot l'todato. Let's say you set aside money for your todah, v'nito true, and you have a surplus. Mevi bahen lechem, you can use the money for lechem. L'lachmei todah v'nito true, but if you set aside money for lechem and you have a surplus, ein mevi bahen todah, you cannot use them for a todah. Why the difference? My tama. And you see why the parallel with the previous case. How do I know that the loaves are called todah? So it's like todah is chalot matzot. So why don't we say that the todah is also called bread? The answer is lechem ikri todah. You can call bread a Thanksgiving offering. Todah lo ikri lechem. You can't call the animal lechem. Okay. V'yama rava, hifrish todato v'avda. Interesting case. You set aside todah, we'll call it number one. You lost it. Chazar v'hifrish acher tachtei, you put number two in its place. V'avda, you lost it. Chazar v'hifrish acher tachtei, you got number three. V'nitzu arishonot. And all three are now, the first two showed up. You got all three, right? Shloshtan amdot. And you know which one's which. You'd kaper rishona if you use number one. Shniyai natun alechem. Number two doesn't have lechem, but shlishit tun alechem. Number three does need lechem. Why? Because three was a substitute for two, not for one. And number two is not lost, so three now is an independent piece, and it's on lechem. If you use number three, same thing. Shniyai netun alechem, because two was the one that was lost, three is in its place, but rishona tun alechem, the number one is distinct from number three, it needs its own lechem. But bem sa'id, so the smart money is to use number two. Shnei netun alechem. One and three don't need lechem because they're both connected to two. Even if you only used one of them, any one of them, the other two don't need lechem. They're all substitutes for each other. Let's be honest. You picked number one, you lost it. Number two was for number one. You lost it. You're still looking to supply number one, and that's what number three is. That's abaye. The same applies to chatat meta. Back to Shmuel's equation. The chatat meta is parallel to todah. And how does that work? Hifrish chatato v'avda v'fish acher tachtea v'avda v'fish acher tachtea. Again, yuchayev chatat. You set aside an animal, you lost it. Set aside another one, you lost it, and you set aside a third one, and then the other two show up. So shanot, ashtoshtanam dot, you got three animals there. One, two, and three. And you can recognize them. It kaper b'rishona, if you use number one for your chatat, shniat tamut, number two has to die, because it's chatat shit kapru baleha. But shlishit tira, the third one, grazes. Same thing, if it was number three, the number one grazes. But if you use the middle one, the other two have to die. Abayamar, no, anyone you use, why? They're all substitutes for each other. The other two die in every case. Why did he have to bring this as a parallel? So, in the case of the todot, you have reason to say, maybe the guy's bringing extra todot, so maybe number three or number one really is a todah needs lechem. There is no such thing as marbe b'chataot. You bring a chatat or you don't. Aim alo, so therefore I might think that in every case it's tamut. Kamash malan, that Rava thinks, or Rav Zera thinks, that it should be a parallel case. All right, Tani Rabbi Chia, and this is the case with which we're going to end, even though there's a whole lot of development, as you can see on the handout. Todah shinta rabbi tmuratai, you did a tmura, which is wrong, and you got the todah and the tmura mixed up, and you don't, and they look alike, which of course raises the question why you did the tmura, but that's another problem. Umeita achat man, one of them died. Chaverta in la takana, the other one can't be. It has no solution. There's nothing you can do for it. Why? Hechi navid, what do you want to do? Nakriv lechem ada. If you want to bring lechem with it, dilma tmura, it's a tmura, and you can't bring bread with a tmura. Lo nakriv lechem ada. So offer without the bread, dilma todahi. Maybe it's a todah. So now, parenthetically, hechidami, what's the case? Idamar alai, if you said, hari alai todah, and then you picked an animal and did the tmura. So bring another one. Velechem, velema, and then say simply, ihachta kaima tmura hi, if that one's a tmura, ha todah v'halachma, then the one I'm bringing is the todah with its bread, and offer all of them. Ihachta kaima todah, if that's a todah, halachma v'hatah v'achrayut, that's a todah, and this is achrayut. So if you said Harei Alai, there is a solution. It's a case where you said Harei Zu. You have an animal, you said Harei Zu. Then you did a Tmura, and one of them died, you don't know which one. So then you really have no solution. And now we're going to see about seven attacks on this statement with proposed solutions that each gets knocked down. So Amru LeMeidin Lifnei Rebbe, which is a nickname for Levi. Remember, this is a statement of Rabbi Chiya, who's a student of Rebbe. So another student of Rebbe is challenging this. V'leitei lachem, Rebbe was very, very proud of Rabbi Chiya, so he's going to defend this. V'leitei lachem v'leima, why doesn't the guy just bring bread and say, Ihach tekaim ha-todahi, if that's the todah, halachma, here's the lachem. Ilo leipuk l'chulen, and if not, it'll be chulen, and I'll eat it in Yerushalayim within a day as chulen. Amar lehu v'chim achizim chulen azara, you can't bring chulen to the azara. So next challenge of Levi, v'leitei behema v'lechem, so bring an animal on lechem. V'leima, Ihach tekaim ha-tmura, if that's a tmura, ha-todah v'alachma, here's the animal and the lechem. If that one's really the Todah, this is the Lechem, and bring this as a Shlamim. And we'll eat it in your Shlamim in any other case, but we have to eat it within a day. Rabbi said, because then you're going to be eating Shlamim, and you're going to have to limit how long you eat it, and probably bring some Levet Apsul, because some will be Notar. So Amar Levi the Rebbe, third challenge. So why don't you bring an animal and bread? Again, if that's the Tmura HaTodah V'Halachma, what I've got is the right stuff. If that's the Todah HaLachma, V'Hatehavi Mota the Todah, this will be bread, and this will be a surplus of a Todah. I'll bring it as a surplus. Now Rebbe seems to get frustrated and says, it seems like Levi doesn't have a brain in his head. We don't set up surplus. Surplus is something that happens when you overextend it, but you don't set that up L'Chatchila. Okay, that was Levi's discussion. Now we move to Bavel. V'yatav v'yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta kamid of Nachman v'yatav v'kamar. So he said in front of Nachman the following: V'leitei behema v'lechem. Why don't we bring a bread, an animal and bread? V'leiman say yach tekaim etzmura he. If this one is tmura hatodah v'alachma. Again, this is the one. V'yach tekaim etodahi. That's always the problem. If the one really is the toda, then halachma. I've got the bread. V'hatehavi tmura, and I'm making a tmura on this one. In other words, if that's the Todah, there's a Tmura. If that's the Tmura, there's the Todah. Either way, we've got a Todah, Tmura, and bread. Amalei Anemari. Think about this. Arba'im Bekatfe Bekasher? We're going to give you 40 lashes on your shoulders, and this is Kasher? We're not going to give you a solution that's a violation by doing Tmura. Tmura is an Isur. Now, a story. Rav Ila Chala, she got sick. Alagabe Abayiv Rabban Abayim, the students went to visit him, and while they were there, Viat Vikamri, they said the following. We have a solution. If we accept Rabbi Yochanan's principle, Damar Chutz Lachomata Azara Kadosh. Remember, in the previous podcast, we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you shech the animal and the bread's in the city but outside of the Azara, it works. So you have a simple solution. Go back to Levi's first proposal. Use the bread, but have it outside of the Azara, and you don't have Chulin Bazara. Leiti Lachem Lot Vachutz Lachomata Azara, Vlevi Yachta Kametodehi, Halachma Vilo Lepikul Chulin. And his answer was, Mishum de'ika arba lahanif. Maybe Abai gave this answer, Rabbi Ravila gave the answer, because you have to, four of them, the truma that you give the Kohen, have to be lifted up. Echilavid, how are you going to do it? Linfino abrai, you can't lift them outside. If they adunaitiv, they have to be lifted up in front of Hashem. Gvai, you can't lift them inside. Kama'al chulman zara, back to the same problem. Hilkach lo afshar, therefore you can't do it. Okay, next proposal. Matgav sheish rabbi ravidi. Remember, Chizki has claimed, we had this in the previous podcast, if you sanctify 80 loaves, 40 work. Bring an animal with 80. Very simple. If that's a toda, hanami tavi toda, this new one's a toda too. And here's the 80 loaves for both of them. If that's a tmura, hatoda v'halachma v'dekachulu arbaim mitoch shmonim. And 40 out of the 80 are good. According to Chizki, that would work. The answer is Shuman coming might bachilat arbaim, because then the other 40, which are really chulin, you're now limiting when you can eat them, and you're going to dispose of them if it's notar. Rabashul of Kahana, last proposal. Im itil Rabbi Yochanan da Amar. Now Rabbi Yochanan said the following: Hifrish chatat muberet. Let's say you were chayva chatat, you set aside an animal. Turns out it's pregnant. V'yalda, it gave birth. Ratzav bamit kaper, ratzav v'ladamit kaper. You could either use the baby or the mother. So why don't you do this? Leiti behema muberet, to solve Rabbi Chiya's problem. Bring a pregnant animal that you know is pregnant. Tin la'ad she'leid, wait till it gives birth. V'leiti shmonim ba'adan, bring 80 loaves. V'leima, ihach tekaim ha'tmura hi, if that one over there is a tmura, and this is getting around the problem of limiting the 40 loaves when they're eaten. Havlada todahi, the vlad is a toda, and the other one is a toda. V'hashmonim de'tavayu, here's the 80 loaves for both of them. We have to kaima todah. If that's a todah, hanami todahi, then the mother is a todah. Vashmonim todahi, there's the 80. Vahu vahai vahavi lahavi mota de todah, and the baby is a mota de todah. Amaleman lemal and dam Rabbi Yochanan mishiru mishiyar. Who says Rabbi Yochanan says that you can really make the baby independent? That's not what's going on. You can't make the baby independent like that where you can have a choice of how to go. His reason is because you can use Shevachekdesh to get Kabara. But you can't make it with this condition. Okay, that was my penultimate answer. The last answer is this. Ravina Ikla did the Dimhuria. He came to this town. Ravdima Braid Ravhuna mid Dimhuria. So Ravdimi, who was the son of Ravhuna from that town, said to Ravina, Valeti Behema Valema, bring an animal, simply say, Hare Alai. Say Hare Alai means you have a new obligation to bring a Todah. Valeta Behema Achriti, bring a third animal, Valeti Shmonim Hadan, bring 80 loaves. Valema, say the following, if that one's a Tmura, Sanhani Tarti Todot, I have two Todot, here Shmonim Darfayu, and 80 loaves. That's always the problem. If that's really a Todah, Hadime Alai, Nami Lehave Todah, the one I said Alai about is a Todah. Vashmonim Tavayu, there's the 80 loaves for the two of them. Be'idach Tavad Achrayut, and the third animal I brought is Achrayut backup for the other two. Offer all three with the 80 loaves. Amalei, his answer was, HaTorah, Amra, Tova, Shalot, Tidom, Ishtidor, Velot, Shalem. And Kohelet, the wisdom says, better not to take a neder. We don't want to generate nedarim. And you want to generate nedarim? We're not going to allow that. So in two of the cases, the reason that we didn't allow the solutions because even though they technically solved the problem, they involve doing something which we either frown upon or really is an isur, and therefore we didn't take that path. And that was in the earlier solution, which was to do a tamur, which is an out and out isur, or here it involved making a neder. It would have worked, but taking a darim is always a bad idea. Okay, we'll pause at this point on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom in the next Mishnah, and we'll pick it up in the next podcast. I mean, you should have a wonderful day.